And let's follow up now on some awkward discoveries about federal counterterrorism training. Material from FBI courses gives agents a particular view of Muslims in America. It suggests that even mainstream Muslim Americans could be suspect. Rather than being told that terrorists were the problem, some agents were apparently told that Muslims were the problem. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has covered this training for months and has learned more details about it. She's on the line. Dina, good morning.
Good morning.
And let's try to remember here that how this controversy has developed.
Well, we first got an inkling that there was something wrong with law enforcement training back in March. And that's when we reported on a Muslim American employee at the Department of Homeland Security in Ohio who was fired after he was singled out in a counterterrorism training class as a terrorism suspect. And the accusation was false, but he still lost his job. And it turns out that this kind of Islamophobia isn't so isolated. And it came out recently in Wired magazine that a counterterrorism training session at the FBI Training Center in Quantico, Virginia, was teaching agents that Islam was a violent religion, and that basically if you are Muslim and religious, you should be seen as suspect.
And this was being said to agents in training to go out and work with the public.
Exactly. FBI agents with 2 or 3 years of experience at the Bureau. And these were classes on Islamic doctrine that talked about the relationship between Islam and terrorism.
And let's be fair here, there are different interpretations of Islam. Some of them certainly would seem to be violent interpretations of Islam, but Muslims have argued that overwhelming majorities of Muslims are peaceful and that they have a peaceful religion. So did the training overstate what you can know about the different varieties of this religion?
Well, it overstated the link between terrorism and Islam. And here's what's interesting. We obtained real-time emails from agents who are actually attending that class in Quantico, and at least some of them objected to the skewed information about Muslims and Islam that they were getting, and some were actually outraged. And we understand that they reported it up the line to supervisors at the FBI, saying that the class seemed to be teaching anti-Muslim bias. And the instructor was saying things like the Prophet Muhammad was an epileptic, and the Quran didn't come to him in a series of visions, but actually was part of an epileptic fit, that kind of thing.
Agents complained about this back in April, months ago?
Exactly. And among other things, let me give you another example. One email dated when the class was still going on starts, "I'm presently at Quantico training, and our first block covered Islamic doctrine." And then the writer complains about the anti-Muslim bias in the instruction. And he actually quotes the instructor, who was an FBI agent. And basically the gist was that there was no place for moderation in Islam. That's what the instructor was saying.
So when the students in the classes complained about what they were being told, did the FBI respond to those complaints?
Well, it's unclear exactly how they responded. I mean, the FBI was revamping training programs across the board back in February in anticipation of big budget cuts. And they were looking at everything from interviewing techniques to tasers. But counterterrorism training apparently was pretty low on the priority list because they didn't see it as broken. What we don't know is if it got moved up in the list after the complaints came in. You know, officials did say that the FBI agent who was teaching the class was barred from teaching at Quantico right away and basically hasn't taught any more classes there. And then what we've learned is that just a couple of days ago, the FBI did two things. It sent an email out requesting all training materials that have anything to do with religion or culture be sent back to the Bureau, everything for the past 2 years, so they can review it. And they plan to go through each and every one of these training modules to see if there are other instances of bias or other problems. And the FBI has also asked all 56 of its field offices out in the country to do an internal scrub of all their counterterrorism training to see if this problem shows up somewhere else.
Does the fact that the FBI is asking for this review mean that people at headquarters realize that they really don't know what's being taught out there?
Possibly. I mean, part of the problem is one of structure. The counterterrorism division has a lot of autonomy, and it's in charge of its own training. And it was supposed to basically form a curriculum that would be inserted into the broader training at Quantico. And because of the way it's structured, the vetting process was pretty minimal. And that appears to be the crux of the problem. So they're pulling all these training materials, and it sounds like they just didn't have a very good handle on what was being taught in these classes.
Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston.